Here they come. You ever notice how kids in bovines travel in herds? These were the last words I heard him say to answer your question. 20 minutes later, the state of Missouri executed Richard Adrian Marsh. At 12:01 on December 1, 2005, he was pronounced dead. I met Richard Marsh when I was writing an article on the state's legal system for a Kansas City magazine. It had taken 6 months for him to agree to see me. What finally persuaded him was an article I'd written several years before while living in Florida. Marsh was born in Connecticut in 1955. He served in the Marines for 3 years and eventually ended up as a machinist in East Hartford, Connecticut, where he was eventually promoted to assistant shop foreman. He told me he started dating this woman named Shelley. She had a beautiful neck, he declared more than once. Everything was pretty normal by regular standards, he told me. I might have been 27 when it could have started. Gradual. The first time he said this to me, his light gray eyes seemed to darken and match the color of his hair, and the lines at the corners of his mouth became more pronounced. The day before his 30th birthday, he said he was driving to work at 6:30 in the morning, the traffic heavy as usual. Someone was right on his bumper, driving a gas-guzzling, polluting pickup, he said. He chuckled that first time he told me. He said he imagined stopping his car, pulling out a .357 Magnum from under his seat, getting out and blowing the front window of the truck away, and watching the driver's head explode. He yawned. Perfectly normal fantasy, he added. But then he told me he had his epiphany, a word he used often. He said a quiet revelation came over him. He decided that the stranger in the pickup truck would only live for a week more at the most. That was the beginning. The bumper humper, as he referred to him, was the first. He tore his stomach open with a kitchen knife. He remained purely calm for 6 months, he explained. And then it started again. Next was a vice president of a regional bank with a chain, a wide receiver with an ice pick, a Lutheran minister with an axe, one limb at a time, an editor of a fashion magazine with a dull razor, and finally, a Texas congressman with a shotgun blast to the groin. 10 years is not a bad run, especially when everything is trying to slick out, he said. The reason Richard Adrian Marsh agreed to see me in the first place was that he had read in this magazine article I wrote that I was a member of the Nature Conservancy, as was he. I mentioned in my story that I was concerned about the decreasing number of the gentle manatee along the Florida coast, due to callous boaters, dredgers, and water polluters. Richard Marsh told me he was concerned about the manatee as well.